There was another fog, far away from the smog of Corvair. 600 miles to the north, across the wall that separated Anselstier from the Old Kingdom. The wall where the Old Kingdom's magic really began, and Anselstier's modern technology failed. This fog was different from its far southern cousin. It was not white, but the dark grey of a storm cloud, and it was completely unnatural. This fog had been spun from air and free magic, and was born on a hilltop far from any water. It survived and spread, despite the heat of a late spring afternoon, which should have burned it into nothing. Ignoring sun and light breezes, the fog spread from the hill and rolled south and east, thin tendrils creeping out in advance of the main body. Half a league on from the hill, one of these tendrils separated into a cloud that rose high in the air and crossed the mighty river Rattalin. Once across, it sank to sit like a toad on the eastern bank, and new fog began to puff out of it. Soon the two arms of fog shrouded both western and eastern shores of the Rattalin, though the sun still shone on the river in between. Both river and fog sped at their very different paces towards the long cliffs. The river dashed along, getting faster and faster as it headed to the great waterfall, where it would plunge down more than 1,000 feet. The fog was slow and threatening. It thickened and rose higher as it rolled on. A few yards before it reached the long cliffs, the fog stopped, though it still grew thicker and rose higher, threatening the island that sat in the middle of the river and on the edge of the waterfall. An island with high white walls that enclosed a house and gardens. The fog did not spread across the river, nor lean in too far as it rose. There were unseen defences that held it back, that kept the sun shining on the white walls, the gardens, and the red-tiled house. The fog was a weapon, but it was only the first move in a battle, only the beginning of a siege. The battle lines were drawn, and the house invested. For the whole river-circled isle was Ab Horsen's house. Home to the Ab Horsen, whose birthright and charge was to maintain the borders of life and death. The Ab Horsen, who used necromantic bells and free magic, but who was neither necromancer nor free magic sorcerer. The Ab Horsen, who sent any dead who trespassed in life back to whence they came. The creator of the fog knew that the Ab Horsen was not actually in the house. The Ab Horsen and her husband, the king, had been lured across the wall and would presumably be dealt with there. That was part of her master's plan, long since laid, but only recently begun in earnest. The plan had many parts, in many countries, though the very heart and reason for it lay in the Old Kingdom. War, assassination, and refugees were elements of the plan, all manipulated by a scheming, subtle mind that had waited generations for everything to come to fruition. But as with any plan, there had already been complications and problems. Two of them were in the house. One was a young woman who had been sent south by the witches who lived in the glacier-clad mountain at the Rattalin's source. The Claire, who saw many futures in the ice, and who would certainly try to twist the present to their own ends. The woman was one of their elite mages, easily identified by the coloured waistcoat she wore, a red waistcoat, marking her as a second assistant librarian. The maker of the fog had seen her, black-haired and pale-skinned, surely no older than 20, a mere fingernail sliver of an age. She had heard the young woman's name called out in desperate battle. Liriel.